Thanks for listening to the Best of Outkick the Coverage podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Outkick the Coverage at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every morning on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis on Fox Sports Radio.
California love in honor of Golden State once again making the NBA regular season worthless. They scored 51 points in the first quarter, new NBA record, against the Denver Nuggets, who prior to this performance were 18-3 at home and the number one seed in the Western Conference, proving that the NBA season doesn't really matter very much until the Warriors decide they want to send a message, which they did last night with their record. Here is what it sounded like in the event you were not watching.
Steph Curry, a good look, and another triple. KD, there it is. No Warrior team's ever made 10 threes in a quarter until right now. Final 5 seconds. Durant in a 51-point quarter.
So they did something that has never happened before with a 51-point quarter. And so I want to bring in everybody. Convince me that I should care about the NBA regular season or the NBA season at all. Danny G.
You're tough to sell on this one because, like you said, you want a college-style tournament in the NBA. So I don't think there is a sell point for you on watching regular season NBA games. You've been like this since I've known you. Since the last network you and I worked at together, you didn't want to talk about the NBA there either.
I just think the NBA regular season is maybe the most worthless regular season that has ever existed in the history of mankind. Now, I'm not trying to be unkind to the NBA, but there's absolutely no reason whatsoever to watch it in the regular season at all.
Well, that would be like saying there's no reason to watch college football for your favorite team, because NBA is regional during the regular season. I'll admit that, but it's still fun for us NBA fans.
Well, first of all, college football only has 12 games. So if the NBA season was 12 games long, I'd be like, well, of course you're going to watch your favorite team play 12 games. There are 82 games.
And in I agree with you that it's too long. You've argued that it should start at Christmas. Okay, well, we're almost to February now.
Yeah, right. I do think the NBA season should start at Christmas.
Well, I agree with that, but you say you don't even want to watch right now, though, and we're past Christmas.
Why watch college football, Clay, if we know the final's going to be Alabama-Clemson?
Well, that's, first of all, only happened the last 4 years, or three of the last 4 years, right? So it's not like it has been the case that you really don't need to know what's going to happen in the regular season for years. And some of the regular season performances are shocking. If you were like, Alabama's really good, I'm going to not watch the kick six, right? Or you're not going to watch Clemson score at the end. Like, you still don't know who's going to win. There was a shocking result last week in San Francisco in the Bay Area when Alabama got their ass kicked and lost by 28. And it's a one-game season. Anything can happen in one game, right? If you told me, that's my argument for how the NBA could make their regular season matter a little bit more, is if you told me, hey, at the end of the year, every single team in the NBA is going to advance to the playoffs and the first round of the NBA playoffs are going to be single elimination, I would watch those games, because every year you would get at least one crazy upset and a team would be gone. If I thought the Warriors might lose the equivalent of a 16 seed losing to, I don't know, who would be the worst team they could play right now? Who's the worst team? The Knicks? If the Knicks got to play one game against the Warriors, and if everything went the Knicks' way, I would watch that. A seven-game series? I mean, I'm going to watch and talk about it, but there's zero suspense. It's like I'm trying to think of a movie where you already knew, like, there's supposed to be a twist at the ending. Spoiler alert. If you knew that the Bruce Willis character was a ghost at the beginning of Sixth Sense, how much less enjoyable would Sixth Sense be? Right? If you knew how Breaking Bad was going to end, every detail of Breaking Bad, before you actually started to watch the season, it would be hard to enjoy it, because you watch in sports or in television for the uncertainty, because you don't know how something is going to end. And if you know already how the ending is going to be, it strips away the enjoyment of the regular season. Dub, Eddie Garcia, somebody make a case here. Gambling is, by the way, the best case you can make. I'm going to watch because last night I had the over on the 228 or 226 or whatever the heck it was, total points that were going to be scored between Golden State and the Nuggets. And for once, I look like a damn genius when they scored a billion points in the first quarter and set an all-time record.
Well, I'm not going to convince you on the NBA because I feel the exact same way that you do.
And I think the majority of our listeners do as well.
I don't think so.
I do.
I don't think so.
I do. I think that we'll open up the phone lines. We'll do the jury. 877-996-6369. Do
there's
you agree
a, there's
with
a
me?
Lot of real NBA fans that also love football. NFL, college football. I will say that I would prefer to watch those sports because, like you said, there's not as many games. But I also love baseball, and the NBA is similar to baseball. Yeah, the season is long, but it's a soap opera with each team.
Yeah, but in baseball, you legitimately have no idea how it's going to end.
But you yourself, just 2 weeks ago on this show, you said the Warriors may not be the team to win this season. You said
I don't think I said that.
Yeah, you did.
Nah, you find
I'll find
on
it,
that.
Yeah.
If I did.
You did.
It's entirely because I bought in again to this idea that the NBA regulars,
the Warriors lost a couple of key games at home recently to bad teams, and that's when you got on the air. No, I'm not.
You're making up what I said.
You said maybe I was wrong about the Warriors. Maybe they're not going to win it all this season.
That's because I have to talk for 3 hours every day. That's because I have to talk for 3 hours every day, and I have to react to the sporting news that happened the night before. Don't believe I said it, but to my credit, at least now I'm telling you the NBA regular season doesn't matter in January as opposed to the very, you know, like, I don't know. Last year, I remember what I said. Last year on the show, I also said, if the Cavs go to the finals, I'm never buying into the hype about the NBA regular season ever again. And the reason why I buy into the hype is because there's nothing else going on. You know what I'm going to watch instead? I'm going to watch The True Detective. I'm going to catch up on all these shows that I haven't been able to finish. Ozark. I've still got The Americans to finish, the most recent season of The Americans, because I had to write the book, and then I had the brand new television show coming on. And then football season happens. I got no idea. The three kids, I've had no idea what's going on outside of the world of sports. I'm going to dial back into pop culture instead of the NBA. Dub, did Dub talk? Did Dub have an argument for why I should care?
Well, gambling is the strongest argument, but I don't think there's any convincing you, because I think the way you feel about the NBA regular season is how I feel about Major League Baseball regular season. There's not really an amount of money I could bet to still keep my interest.
Yeah, well, Major League Baseball regular season, I feel like when you play 162 games, you care about maybe your individual team, but that's why we don't talk very much about Major League Baseball regular season, because there isn't that much drama. But once you get to the postseason in the Major Leagues, and I've said this for a long time, every team that makes the postseason in every other sport, you at least have a scintilla, a tiny little segment of hope that your team might be able to win a championship, right? I mean, for instance, we just talked about the college football playoff. We have now had 5 years of the college football playoff. The number one overall seed has never won the college football playoff. Not once. So literally every year when you get to the college football playoff, the team that is the number one seed has ended up losing. The NFL, we have a ton of teams in the wild card that have gone on to win the Super Bowl. If you make the NFL playoffs, anything can happen. NCAA tournament, I don't think I even need to make that argument, right? Like, you know that if your team is in the NCAA tournament, particularly if they are one of the top, you know, 16 or so teams, they certainly are wide open to win the championship. And even if you're not in that group, you can be Loyola of Chicago and make a run to the Final Four and nobody even knows anything about your school beforehand. In Major League Baseball, you make the end of the postseason, anything can happen. Nobody would argue with that. NHL is even wilder. It doesn't even matter what seed you are. You can win the Stanley Cup if you get hot, if your goalie suddenly starts to play on the top of his head, can't be stopped. NBA, there's no point to the entire season. The Warriors are going to win the championship. And last night, they played against the number one team in the Western Conference, and they hung 51 on them in the first quarter on the road. something that has never happened before in the history of the game. That's how good the Warriors are. And DeMarcus Cousins isn't even back yet. The Warriors are just playing out the thread. They're like a dad play wrestling with their kid. There's absolutely no drama here. And all you NBA stands are buying into it because ESPN and Turner spent way too much money on the NBA. So they're out there every day shilling for the NBA trying to convince you there's some sort of drama in this league when there's none. I'm sorry for being the hot cup of coffee to wake up your morning and make your eyes open wide and see the truth. 877-996-6369. We'll take some of your calls. But first, let me bring in Eddie Garcia and get the update on the Warriors kicking everybody's ass.
Yeah, and real quick, though, we'll tell you this report is brought to you by TrueCar. Online car shopping can be confusing, but not anymore with True Price from TrueCar. Now you can know the exact price you'll pay for your next car, so visit TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Checking the night in the NBA, it was supposed to be a showdown in Denver between the top two teams in the Western Conference, but the Warriors scored an NBA record 51 points in the first quarter. They had 10 three-pointers, which is a franchise record in the first quarter, and they rolled to a 142-111 victory. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson each had 31 points, and now it's the Warriors on top in the Western Conference by a half game on Denver. Hawks outscored the Thunder 142-126. The 76ers beat the Timberwolves 149-107. Joel Embiid 31 points for Philadelphia, and Jimmy Butler in his first game against his old team had 19 points in the win. Bucks over the Heat 124-86. Lakers down the Bulls 107-100, and the Pacers topped the Suns 131-97. College basketball, we had a battle in the top 10. Number 4, Virginia rolls over 9th-ranked Virginia Tech 81-59. Cavaliers are 16-0 on the season. Wins for number 3, Tennessee, 10th-ranked Nevada, number 12, Kentucky, 13th-ranked North Carolina, number 15, Marquette, 16th-ranked Buffalo, and number 24, Mississippi State. We'll be back to Outkick the Coverage in 10 seconds, but first, a word from farmers.
From a dog accidentally flooding a living room to a dog taking a joyride, we've covered it. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges, and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Now back to Clay Travis in the Geico Outkick the Coverage studios.
All right, we're going to take some of your calls. Chris and Indy, you're trying to convince me I should care about the NBA?
No, I'm actually agreeing with you, brother. I am. I'm in Indianapolis right now, but I'm a Jersey boy, and I got a point for you. When the Nets leave New Jersey, and I think it was Christie was governor at the time, he said, "Look, you can play where the Devils play now in the Prudential Center," and they went to Brooklyn. It goes back to, I think last week you were talking about how college football regional wise, people are starting to kind of like, you know, leave the game because it's like, look, the SEC is the conference. Well, it's the same thing, like you said, with the NBA. I'm with you. The regular season don't matter because when was the last strike season where I think Kobe Bryant said it should start in December because there's too many games being played? Like you said, you get lost in it, and then you realize, like, okay, even though the Warriors are on a, I don't know, let's say a 10-game skid, you know, like you said right before break, once the playoffs come, they might not lose a game.
Yeah.
So that's where you're just like, and then like you said, my son's 4, and you see all the other kids around here, and I'm not saying this is a bad thing, but I was born in 86. You grew up, you wanted to be the guy down there in the post, but you wanted to be Michael Jordan, but you also wanted to be Dennis Rodman. You wanted to be the best of both worlds. You didn't want to go out there, and like you said, I'm not getting on the young kids, but Where you see these scores, a hot, like I was looking at, I don't know, maybe it was the Hornets. It was like 146-121. Nobody's buying that. Nobody's interested in that. And that's where, you know, it's just, like you said, the regular season, and you made the great point. It's just like, look, college football, you got 12 games. So, you know, hey, I got 12 weeks to root for my team, and then I'm done for a bunch of months. Where, like you said, college basketball, NBA. I got 80-some games. Hey, when LeBron comes to town, I might get a ticket. When Steph comes to town, like the Pacers. Most of these people come to the games. Indianapolis, great fan base. But a lot of the people come there for the star that's coming on the opposing team.
Yeah, no, so, I appreciate the call. I got to say, there's a lot of talk about LeBron, whether he's the greatest of all time. I'm always going to be a Jordan guy. I'm never going to buy into LeBron in that way. You can argue that wherever you want. You can make $20 million a year if you're Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith, and you can argue it every day for 8 months in a row. But Steph Curry is the more influential player. People don't look at LeBron James and think, I can do that. the vast majority of us don't, because LeBron James is 6'8". He's 270 pounds, whatever the heck he is. He may be the most physically dominant athlete ever produced in the history of the world. I mean, I don't think that's an exaggeration. I don't think there's anybody very often who has had LeBron James's physical gifts. I think that Steph Curry is the accessible player that all the kids watch. And when I watch the kids play basketball, my kid plays 8-year-old basketball. I've been watching them play throughout. All of the kids want to be Steph Curry. And he is changing the way the game is played. Not LeBron. LeBron's a great, incredible, luminescent talent. But nobody watches LeBron and thinks, I could do that. Kids watch Steph Curry, the way he dribbles, the way he shoots from outside, and they think, I could be Steph Curry. And they all try to emulate his game. And if you watch the NCAA tournament, I talked about this last year, it used to be everybody tries to go to the basket when they need a shot to win a game. Have you watched the way college basketball games end now? Everybody wants to shoot the step back 30-foot dagger three to end the game. Nobody goes to the basket anymore. Tie game, shot clock running down. Oh, hell, I'm pulling up from 30. I mean, everybody is trying to be Steph Curry. Now, the difference is Steph Curry's talent is not as easy to emulate as kids think it is, but they're still out there gunning like crazy. What do we got? A couple more calls here?
Yeah, we got Kevin in Indianapolis.
Kevin also in Indy. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Clay. I was going to make the case that if it's possible that the Warriors could be beat, I will say, too, that the NBA season is way too long. I agree with you. It should start after Christmas. Makes more competitive basketball. But if it's possible for the Warriors to be beat, I think seeding means a lot leading into your conference's finals, because like the last year, the Pacers were the only team to take the Cavs to seven games, or take LeBron essentially to seven games. And it was very debatable as to whether or not they actually deserved to win that series. But then the Cavs went on and swept everybody else. So had the Pacers not faced the Cavs in the first round, they might have built some good momentum leading later into the Eastern Conference finals. So I would make that case. But either way, it still is going to be the best of anybody's series to beat the Cavs, or to beat the Warriors. It's going to be a tough order.
Yeah, like I think right now, if the season were ending, giving you a Lakers update, because I know everybody's obsessed with the Lakers, Golden State would be playing the Lakers to start the playoffs, and Golden State would win in four or five games, and all the LeBron Laker love would basically come washing down. I mean, I'll tell you the big challenge right now is LeBron's out the next couple of games with his groin. I think they lied to us about how severely he was injured. He's going to end up missing a month, which is a pretty significant amount of time to miss. And as a result, when he comes back, the Lakers are going to have to fight significantly to make the playoffs at all. I guarantee you they make the playoffs, because the playoffs without LeBron, the NBA ratings would be almost non-existent. The NBA doesn't have a league. They got a player in LeBron.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I bought in to the NBA last night. I was like, man, I can't wait to watch the Warriors play the Nuggets. Nuggets are number one team in the Western Conference. They're 18-3 at home, 14-7 against the number. They've won 12 straight at home. All of those things. I did all my research. I was ready. Got my popcorn, sat down on the couch, and then the Golden State Warriors hung 51 on them in the first quarter to set an all-time NBA record. Here is how that 51 sounded if, perchance, you were not watching last night.
Steph Curry, a good look, and another triple. KD, there it is! No Warrior team's ever made 10 threes in a quarter until right now. Final 5 seconds, Durant! And a 51-point quarter!
So there's no drama in the NBA. DeMarcus Cousins isn't even back yet. The Warriors are going to win another title. Don't buy into the hype. But you might want to buy into the hype of the other game I was primarily watching last night, which was Tennessee against Arkansas. I gave out on Lock It In, my television show on FS1, 4:30 Eastern, 3:30 Central, 2:30 Mountain. I gave out the Tennessee as a 14-point favorite as my best bet of the night, so I was plugged in on that one. Tennessee absolutely obliterated. Absolute destruction of the Arkansas Razorbacks, and it led to this stat, which is a pretty wild one. And I think people are maybe not aware of how good the University of Tennessee is at basketball, because historically they're not a great basketball program. Pretty good, right? They win a lot of games, but never have had tremendous success in the NCAA tournament. But in the last 20 seasons, only three teams in major conferences have outscored their first four conference opponents by 100-plus points, all right? They are Tennessee this year. Tennessee has blown out four straight opponents to start off the season. Florida in 2012 and 2013. And was that the Florida team that won the national championship? Maybe not. I can't remember. And then Duke in 2000 and in 2001. Those are, and I think that was the Jay Williams Duke team that won the championship in 01. Those are, in the last 20 years, the three most dominant conference teams we have ever seen, which is a sign of how good Tennessee is. Duke lost on Monday night. I watched that game against Syracuse, or Tuesday night, or whatever night that was, Monday night. Yeah. And so we'll see what happens. Either Michigan or Tennessee will be your new number one team. So that is what happened last night in the world of sports that I was watching anyway. All right. Now, in hour two, every Wednesday, we do the anonymous mailbag live on the radio. It's where I will solve any problem you may have in the world. We got people lining up right now, 877-996-6369. You call that number, double answer. This is a caller-driven segment. People out there who say they want more calls, and people will sometimes tweet saying, why don't you go to callers more often? This is the caller's opportunity to make plays. You drive this segment. We have created it for you. 877-996-6369. Cue the music, boys.
You've got
mail, motherfucker.
Anonymous mail, babe!
If it was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
All right, there is the music. And, Dub, you're telling me to go to Charleston, South Carolina to start?
That is correct. Charleston, South Carolina.
Charleston, what you got for me?
Hey, what's up, man? So a girlfriend's cat had to get put down yesterday. What do I do? Do I have to send a card, letter, gift, anything like that?
How was the cat old? Why did it get put down?
Yeah, had to get the blue juice.
How long have you been dating the girl?
We just lost him.
Why do our phones not work? Yesterday, every time I asked a question of a caller, the phones would go down. It's impossible to give great advice if you don't know all the circumstances. So now I got to walk around and answer the questions without knowing all the answers. 877-996-6369. In theory, our phones might work. I don't think you go condolence card for the cat. I think that's trying too hard. I don't know how long you've been dating, but animals die. And it's not like it was a close familial relative. It was a cat. I'm not a big cat guy, but I think going condolence card when somebody's cat dies, way too much. That is a pussy willow move by you. So, no, I don't think you can condolence card. I think you're like, man, sorry about that cat. Do you want a new one? I mean, I think that's about the best thing you could do. You could show up with a kitten if you really want to try to curry favor. Maybe that's the best move. Let's go to Virginia Beach and see if the phones are working. Virginia Beach, what you got for me?
Hey, I listen to you every day going to high school. I'm a big fan, and I had a problem. I was like, who are better to ask than Clay Travis?
Well, I appreciate that. What grade are you in high school?
I'm a junior.
All right, junior in high school. All right, Virginia Beach, what you got for me? I swear to God, I'm going to strangle whoever is in charge of our phones. Who is in charge of our phones?
Well, I am in charge of the phones.
Yeah, I know, but you're not really in charge of the phones, i.e. you don't know how to actually fix the phones.
Yeah, we got callers coming in. Let me see who we got. It's probably Virginia Beach calling back.
All right, we're going to have to take these calls. Danny G, while Dub is fielding all these calls, which inevitably are not going to work.
Well, you know what we could do? We could wake up our tech manager, Kiris, and reroute the phones to Los Angeles here.
Yeah, but I don't even like necessarily that idea, because it's eliminating the bigger issue, which is we are a national radio show. The phones should work. It ain't 1884, and Alexander Graham Bell is not just now inventing a phone. We have the most ridiculous setup when it comes to technological sufficiency that I've ever seen. How do the phones not work? Like, if you're at your house and you still have a landline and the phone doesn't work, you're like, this is ridiculous. The power goes out and the phones still work. How is it possible that the phones don't work on a national radio show? Do you think Mike and Mike ever have their phones go out? Do you think that Howard Stern ever has his phones go out? How is it possible that our phones don't work? Virginia Beach.
I think all of these shows have had their shares.
Nowhere near the incompetence of
that this
show.
You know of.
No.
They
no,
don't talk about it.
Now, 100, you think that if Howard Stern's phones didn't work as often as my phones don't work, he wouldn't read a riot act on the air?
The phones were fine until you tempted fate by going after the White House yesterday.
All I'm saying is I was not going after the White House. I was trying to protect the president and avoid an entire football
team.
Right.
But you were trying to give out their secrets, though. No. And that's when we started having phone troubles.
I was trying to think ahead and protect the country so we didn't have a King Joffrey situation where somebody just chokes out and dies because of hamburgers. All right. Virginia Beach is back. You just run through everything. I'm not going to talk because I think if I talk, somehow I'm ruining things. Virginia Beach, go.
Okay, so I was accused of cheating on a test by a teacher, and I did not cheat. So what should I do? How should I handle it?
What's the punishment?
I got a 0 on the test, and I got referred for in-school suspension.
All right, and the teacher believed that you were looking on somebody else's like test, or what did they? How did they think you were cheating? I swear to God, I'm going to lose my mind here. All right, so this is important, right? How you were caught cheating matters, because if it's like, oh, I thought you were looking on somebody else's sheet, then you can easily have an excuse. If you have things written on your hand, tougher. Bottom of your shoe, tougher. Little piece of paper that you rolled up, that you unrolled, tougher. But looking at somebody else's paper is tough because it's basically like the teacher believes that he or she saw it and it's impossible for you to defend yourself, right? And everybody who's ever taken a test, if you get a tough question every now and then, you might suddenly like lean back and even look around a little bit and not even intentionally realize you're doing it, but just kind of look at somebody else's test, right? I think everybody has done that at some point in time. And then you've thought to yourself, oh man, the teacher might think that I'm cheating. Now, a lot of you out there have also done this and cheated, right? You're like, oh, I'm going to do the whole, I need to stretch a little bit. Oh, my neck is sore. Oh, I got to reach out my arms a little bit. I think that this is unfair getting the 0 on the test. Now, the other thing is a 0 is hard to come back from. Remember back in school, you got the 0 factored in, and I don't know if the teachers still all have like the old like write down the grades thing, and then they have the calculator and they're typing it all in. If you don't get that many grades and you get a 0, it's hard to bounce back from a 0. You go for the offer, that's a challenge. I think you make your case that you weren't cheating to the teacher. I think you tell him that you called into Clay Travis, the best morning radio show host in America whose phones don't work. And I think you told him that you went nationwide and argued that you didn't cheat. And honestly, I think maybe we need to hear from the teacher. Tell the teacher that I'd like for him to call in and explain why he's so confident that you were cheating. I also think it matters how much were you cheating? Is he accusing you of looking for one answer? All these things matter. These are questions that I could ask if our phones were actually working. Is this the different Charleston? We had Charleston, South Carolina already. Now we are solving problems with Charleston, West Virginia. Paul Papps just called. Maybe Paul Papps can call in. I bet the Dan Patrick, he just said working phones are preferred. I bet that the Dan Patrick show's phones actually work, but they don't have issues with this. Charleston, West Virginia, what you got for me?
Hey, morning, Clay. Hey, we spoke about 3 months ago, one of the first ones that got on this, and it was about my son, who was 23, who just gotten out of jail, and I was trying to figure out the support-wise with phone and everything. You said, you know, it's your son, support as much as possible. Well, now, 2 weeks, he's back in jail. He's got a court date Friday where there's a chance of going 5 to 18 years or going to a year inpatient facility and home confinement. And the people he was dealing with the drug stuff is now actually coming around the houses. I
mean, so, well, this is actually scary. So your son had drug issues and now he is in danger of, so did he fail a drug test? Like, why is he in danger potential, or is he dealing drugs? What was he doing exactly?
No, he failed a drug test, but he's got three younger brothers and someone popped by the house, my ex, 2 days ago.
A drug dealer stopped by the house.
Correct.
Looking for payment, or what was the reason the drug dealer was there?
Said Jeremy owed him $150. Oops. Said he owed him $150.
Yeah. So and you're like, what should I do now?
Well, we've gotten a whole police department, and I just want to see the support wise. I mean, because Jeremy just thinks he has done absolutely nothing wrong. Everyone's against him. He didn't fail the drug test for meth. That was someone set him up. He's going to go in there Friday with this little cock-ass attitude, where this judge, who's seen this many a times, I think he's getting ready to lay the smackdown on him.
Yeah, this is. Thanks for the call. First of all, there are so many people out there across the country who have people, especially in this opioid epidemic era. I mean, I think I saw the numbers last year. I don't think this is correct. 70,000 people died of drug overdoses last year in this country. And I feel like this is an example of where the media has done a bad job letting the American public know what's seriously wrong in the country. What I mean by that is every time a police officer questionably shoots somebody, which happens almost never, it's a major national story in this country. And every year, police kill a pinprick of people, and the vast majority of them are criminals engaged in violent behavior. And we hear about that all the time, and almost no one has talked about it. So this is something that I think there are a lot of people listening to us across the entire country who have been impacted and affected by it. And if your son in this situation is going in front of a judge because he's got an addiction, right? If he is failing these drug tests for meth and everything else, man, it's a tough situation. I feel like on some level that the judge who is sitting there in making a decision in West Virginia is constantly confronted by these situations. And what he doesn't want to see is somebody arguing that they don't have a problem. And if he sees somebody arguing that they don't have a problem, then he's more likely to throw the book at you, if only because in prison, in theory, it's impossible to fill your addiction for opioids. That's tough. And then the scary thing you got going on is you got drug dealers showing up around the house where you got three younger kids. All I can say is, and I feel like this is such a difficult situation for so many people, you let him know that you love him, but ultimately I don't know how much more you can do when somebody is afflicted by one of these addictions. It has to be their decision to end the addiction. As much support as you give and as much a love as you show, ultimately it's not your issue to resolve. And I think that's what's so challenging for so many parents out there, is you can do everything right and have this situation arise and you think things are getting better and it just continues to get worse and I don't have an easy solution. For him who is about to appear in front of the judge, I'll put my lawyer hat on here and I will say, being a cocky jerk in front of a judge oftentimes leads to infinitely worse penalties than you would otherwise get. What a judge wants to see is contrition, acknowledgement of wrongdoing, a statement of purpose that is going to lead to you not making the same mistake again and again. But the problem is addiction is fueled by the same mistake happening again and again and again. And I do remember that call from you several months ago talking about what to do with your son who was living at your house at the time. And my suggestion was to, you know, not pressure him and just hope that things went well. And man, I feel for you. I don't know an easy answer here. I don't think there is one.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
We're taking your calls, anonymous mailbag. We're seeing whether or not our phone is going to actually work. 877-996-6369. We got Texas, Atlanta, Cincinnati, Vermont all lined up. Also still Charleston, South Carolina. We will go to those, I believe. So Dub says, I think the calls were messing up. We'll figure out what Dub's excuse is. But first, Eddie Garcia, what's going on?
We got a Geico scoreboard. We'll start from the NBA, where it was supposed to be a showdown of the top two teams in the Western Conference. The Warriors were in Denver to take on the Nuggets, first place in the conference on the line. And the Warriors only scored 51 points in the first quarter, which is an NBA record for the opening quarter, en route to a 142-111 win. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson each had 31 points. And it's now Golden State on top in the Western Conference, a half game up on Denver. Hawks over the Thunder, 142-126. Sixers beat the Timberwolves, 149-107. Joel Embiid, 31 points. Jimmy Butler, 19 points in his first game against his old team in the win. Bucks beat the Heat, 124-86. Lakers down the Bulls, 107-100. And the Pacers took care of the Suns, 131-97. College basketball, we had a battle of top 10 teams with number 4 Virginia rolling over 9th-ranked Virginia Tech, 81-59. Cavaliers are 16-0. They, along with Michigan, are the only remaining undefeated teams left in Division I men's basketball. The Calgary Flames host the Buffalo Sabres at 9:30 Eastern in tonight's Discover Card Key matchup. Get your free credit scorecard today, even if you're not a Discover customer. It includes your FICO credit score, and checking your scorecard won't hurt your credit. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply. We'll be back to Outkick the Coverage in 10 seconds, but first, a word from Farmers.
From a dog accidentally flooding a living room to a dog taking a joyride, we've covered it. Talk to Farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Now back to Clay Travis and the Geico Outkick the Coverage studios.
All right, our Virginia Beach caller from earlier who was accused of cheating on his test at school said, I reached out on Twitter and said, I'm your Virginia Beach caller. What happened was the teacher supplied paper for us to use as scrap paper, and she accused me of using that paper to give my answers to someone else when I never did. Sounds like a bad decision by the teacher. You should never cheat in high school unless the girl is really cute that you are giving your answers to. Don't want to endorse cheating on tests unless it's a really cute girl and you think she's going to go out with you if you give her the answers. Then it's probably worth it. In general, general rule, don't cheat on tests. Little bit of a subset there, unless the girl is really cute and you're giving her answers. Or unless you're really dumb and you're sitting next to a smart person, then you should probably cheat, because you're going to get a lot better grade. Sometimes cheating pays off. Generally, shouldn't do it unless it's a cute girl next to you or you're really dumb and you're sitting next to a smart person. All right, phone lines open, and we are going straight to the great state of Texas. I would like to thank Texas for giving the state of Tennessee Rick Barnes, repaying us for the Alamo 200 years later. Tennessee may be the number one team in college basketball. Would have never happened unless you guys had hired Shaka Smart and fired Rick Barnes. Thank you, Texas. What issue can I solve for you?
Am I on?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble hearing you. Hey, here's my dilemma. Been married 27 years. I work out of town. I'm a coach. I'm about to get into season. My regular days are about 13 hours. If we play, they're probably 17 hours. I recently had two dogs die. They're like a security blanket. I walk them in the morning. I just think about my day, help me relax. First Christmas present my wife ever gave me was a dog. One time my daughter was 4, my son was 1. My wife went to the store. She brought home a full-blooded pit bull that we eventually had to get rid of because it got so protective of the kids. Wife doesn't want the dog. I'm set up to go look at some dogs on Friday. What do I do?
Your wife doesn't want you to get a new dog. This is such a better question than I thought it was going to be. Thanks for the call. I thought your question was going to be, and so my dogs died and I cheated on my wife and she found out. I'm so glad that you just wanted, your fight is over whether or not you can get a dog. I would get the dog. You've been married 27 years. What's she going to do? Leave you? Come on. Your two dogs have died. You work a lot. Dogs are what help you get through the day. Your wife is, you've been married 27 years. Is she going to leave you because you went and got a new dog? Of course not. Get the dog. Atlanta's up next. Where's Dub?
It says he's on the line.
This yes, one's- sir.
All right. Atlanta, what's up?
Major beef, Clay. Big fan of the show. Your guys there. Big Ben Maller and his crew have said that the Wendy's chicken sandwich is better than the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. And I'm like, oh, my God. Cannot be. What do you think?
I think that's an insult to radio and we should fire him. I mean, honestly, if you are making the argument that any chicken sandwich is better than the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, frankly, I don't believe you deserve the right to sit behind a microphone and share your opinion with anyone else. You can't be trusted. First thing I'm going to do when I finish the show today, I'm going to text our bosses and say you have to fire Ben Maller. He can't be going around saying hateful things like any sandwich is better than the Chick-fil-A sandwich. Unless... the only limited exception I would give is if Wendy's is paying like $1 million a year. I would lie. I would, just so you know, if Wendy's came on and they were like, Clay Travis, we'll pay you $1 million a year in advertising, but you have to claim that our chicken sandwich is better than Chick-fil-A, I would claim it for $1 million. I would lie to everyone for $1 million. Just so you know, I would lie for that. But Wendy's is not advertising on Ben Maller's show, to my knowledge. Danny G, is Wendy's advertising on Ben Maller's show?
No, not at the moment.
Yeah, he has to be fired. Cincinnati, what's up next?
Hey, Clay. So early Saturday morning, I'm driving after a recent snow over the unplowed interstate, and I spin out and end up in the ditch. The cop ends up giving me a citation for failure to control my vehicle. Doesn't seem to take the conditions into consideration. Is that citation worth contesting?
Yeah. I would, yeah, thanks for the call. I would contest that. Also, this is a total, I'm trying to think of phrases that I can use to describe this police officer. When it is icy or there is snow and you spin out and you end up in a ditch and the police officer arrives and writes you a ticket for the fact that you are in the ditch, that is like the police officer just hanging on the rim and staring down at you. Got to tee up the police officer, not the person whose car is in the ditch. It's hard to drive in the rain and the sleet and the snow, right? It changes driving conditions. You should be more more careful in those driving conditions. But you definitely don't want to get a ticket for being in the ditch. I mean, I think I definitely contest that. I think it's a very questionable move by the police officer. Charleston, South Carolina, a lot of problems in Charleston this morning. What you got for me?
Good morning. My 10-year-old daughter is here. She's been having a problem with a bully at her school. It's a small Catholic school's class size is about 10.
She's in the car with you right now. Does she want to talk on the phone?
Yeah.
So you're 10. Are you in, what grade are you in?
Fifth grade.
Fifth grade. Who is bullying you, boys or girls?
Girls.
What are they saying?
She's, like, making fun of me because yesterday we had an award ceremony, and I went up to get my honor roll, and she said that I had a white stain on my pants and that I had a spot on my pants or something, and she started making fun of me for that.
Yeah.
And, like, yes, a couple days ago, I put my hair in a ponytail, and she made fun of me, and she started laughing at me like it was...
All right. Well, here, first couple of things. The ponytail is a classic hairstyle that is always right. So anybody making fun of the ponytail is, and you shouldn't call her this, but it's probably true, a total and complete loser. Secondly, what you have to learn, and thanks for calling in, what you have to learn, I know it's tough in fifth grade and sixth grade and everything else, is that most of the time, the people who are making fun of you, it's interesting you said that you got made fun of when you were going up on the stage to get your honor roll award. That's because she's jealous. She's jealous that you are smart and that you are doing well in school. And what I always try to tell people is that 99.9% of the time when someone is picking on someone else, and I don't mean in like a funny way. It's one thing if like I spend most of my day when I'm around guy friends making fun of each other, right? But that's kind of the way we interact, and it's even apportioned evenly, right? Like you're just kind of having a good time making fun of each other. But when it's somebody ganging up on someone else or someone picking on you, that is a sign of that person's insecurity. And I think that this girl is incredibly jealous of you. So what I would suggest is, first of all, you can always go tell your teacher and you can always tell people at school, and that's always helpful. But I think the way to solve this in many respects is to understand, and I know you're young in fifth grade. I've got a fifth grade son. I try to talk about things like this too. It's not about you, and it's hard to understand this. It's about the person who is picking on you and the way they feel about themselves. They're trying to elevate themselves by pulling you down. And once you recognize that, in what you should think when she says something that is negative to you, you should think, oh my God, I feel so sorry for this girl that she feels so badly about herself. And once you flip it back on her, then whatever she is saying about you shouldn't have any impact on you. And I think, look, when I was growing up, and I understand bullying sucks, and I understand it goes on in school and impacts people's lives in a lot of ways, but I do think what kids in my generation were taught is very helpful there. You got to be tough. You can't let somebody else's words impact you. And it's early on in your life to have to learn this lesson. But what I was told and what I tell my kids too is this is a cliche and it's an old aphorism, but it makes a lot of sense. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. The words that she is hurling, she is trying to use as a weapon to protect her own insecurities. It's actually sad on her part. So if you really want to get into her head, the next time she says something negative, you can just turn back to her and say, I'm sorry that you feel so bad about yourself. And it might just throw her world for a spin to have you, even though you're only in fifth grade, psychoanalyze her to such an extent that she is put back onto her heels as she tries to figure out, how did this girl just see right into the essence of my soul? Good luck. If that fails, tell your teachers. But I would just say, I feel so bad for you that you're uncomfortable with where you are in your life. I mean, that's something in fifth grade that's a mind-blowing response, but it's something as you get older that you'll learn the truth on. Vermont, last call. What's up, Vermont?
Hey, Clay. I had called a couple months back about IVF that me and my wife were going through.
Well, yes, you were trying to have a baby.
Yes, it was a success.
Oh, congratulations.
We have a baby boy on the way.
Oh, that is outstanding. Have you made it through the first trimester?
We're at 16 weeks.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I am really, really excited for you guys. I remember you called in talking about the difficulty. That is awesome. Thank you for calling in, Vermont. A lot of people out there struggle with getting pregnant, being able to have kids. That's so stressful to go through the IVF process, to be waiting to see whether or not it's going to happen. And then once you get pregnant, to see whether or not you're going to make it through the first trimester. Best of luck to you and your wife. I am betting big on the Kansas City Chiefs winning against the New England Patriots. If you listen to this show, you know I've been saying it since Monday. I think the Chiefs are going to come out and win by double digits. They got too many weapons. I think the Patriot defense, by and large, is old and slow. I think nobody is going to be able to stay near Travis Kelce. I think nobody is going to be able to stay near Tyreek Hill. I think that Patrick Mahomes is going to come out and demonstrate that he is the future of the NFL. And if you are a Kansas City Chiefs fan, I am jealous of you because I think for the next 12 to 14 years, Patrick Mahomes, assuming he stays healthy, is going to be a revelation. I think he is going to be almost impossible to defend, and I think he is only going to get better and better as he continues to age and becomes more comfortable in the pocket. Okay, all of those things I think are true. I have already bet on the Kansas City Chiefs to win. I think they are going to win by double digits. But there is a celestial occurrence that has convinced me I am even more of a genius. Everybody, pull your mics up. There is going to be, I bet none of you know this. First of all, no answer for what it is. Do any of you know about an important celestial and astrological event that will be happening this weekend? Danny G, yes or no?
No.
All right. Roberto, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Eddie Garcia, yes or no?
No.
Oh, he's shaking his head. No.
He doesn't have his mic on. All right, it's good. Dub, yes or no?
A full lunar eclipse.
I said yes or no!
No,
Dub,
I made that up.
Your inability to follow basic instructions just killed my entire segment. Why can people not listen to me on this show? Go rewind the tape. All I needed was a yes or a no. I could have then followed up with whether you knew what I was going to talk about. I don't need showboating. Like Bill Belichick, I need you to do your job. Your job in this context was to say yes or no.
Was I
get
right?
Dub back up here. Dub, first of all, the phone performance today was a disaster. And whoever just hit that button, I'm going to just start firing people left and right. I'm going to turn into who is like I'm going to turn into the coach who goes back and looks at the game film and just fires people based on one game performance. All right? Dub, what did you recognize that you were doing with the calls? You were trying to answer calls, which was hanging up on everybody else. I agree that is a flaw in the system. You should be able to field calls while I talk to someone, but evidently we don't have that capability.
Usually we do.
So something has changed?
Apparently. Something has changed.
I will tell you this, for everybody out there listening. So my ongoing, I'm going to get back to the astrological event, even though Dub has stepped all over it and ruined the entire segment. I have spent years. This is the fourth different year. I started the show in 2016, 2017, 2018. We are now into 2019. I have spent parts of 4 years now trying to get the phones to consistently work on this show. 4 years. I guarantee you that nobody at Mike and Mike has had to spend 10 minutes worried about whether their phones work on the ESPN radio program. I guarantee you that the Dan Patrick show that is on after me has never had to worry about whether the phones work or not. And I would be stunned beyond belief if at any point in time Colin Cowherd has ever had phones not work on his show. I don't know about Gottlieb. But for me, this has been an ongoing battle for 4 years. And we still don't have it resolved where the phones work consistently. I got to take a break here and drink a sip of water because I'm losing my voice over my extreme frustration here. You would think that a national radio show that is on in 50 states, that has 300 plus affiliates, whose ratings are up in the last year over 50%, and for a national radio show host who was just given a major award, much like on A Christmas Story, I was just given a major award. I got a call yesterday from Don Martin, who runs Fox Sports Radio, and he said, hey, you've been given a major radio award. Can you appear to accept it in person in LA? And I said, you know what? I would love to accept that award, which has not yet been publicly announced. But trust me, I'd hate to brag, but I'm good at awards. I can't do it, though, because I'm going to be in Mexico with my family. But if I were going to be present, there would have been a huge party, and I would have been much ballyhooed and much praised, and I would have gotten up, and you know what I would have said? Imagine how good this show would be if after 4 years our phones actually worked. That was going to be my only part of the speech. So, I am big on the Kansas City Chiefs, notwithstanding the fact that everyone who works on this show consistently fails to do their job. And all I asked was yes or no, and Dub has already stepped on this. There is a major celestial event on Sunday night. Shortly after the Kansas City Chiefs beat the New England Patriots, there is going to be what's called a blood moon. Does anyone know what a blood moon is? I only want you to say yes or no. Danny G.
I remember somebody trying to explain it to me, but...
Yeah, so no. That's a no.
Yeah, pretty
Roberto.
Much a no.
No.
Okay. Eddie Garcia.
No.
Eddie, how many shows have you done updates on?
How many shows
in
your
career at Fox?
Oh, my God. Dozens.
Have you ever heard of a show that has spent 4 years trying to get its phones to work?
No, to be honest with you. Now, I will say this. Those other shows that you named, I think that they all are in the same room. Dan Patrick and all those people. You're in a place, and Dub's in a place, and we're in a place. Now, that's not an excuse, but it is a little bit different. There's more potential for things to go wrong. But all that being said, no, I have not been on a show that has had this much trouble.
In fact, the reason why we have the phones run through Nashville is because I have fought to get as many lines as possible, because L.A., where you guys are, you guys only have 6 lines, right?
Correct. Yeah, and 7 with the VIP line.
Yeah, right. I want as many as possible. I believe we have 10 in Nashville, right, Dub?
Yes.
In theory, we can line up 10 calls. Like, I want as many calls. When I did local Nashville radio, I can't remember now how many lines we had, but we had way more than we had in L.A., something closer to the amount that we have in Nashville. So I want as many phone lines as possible, because I understand for listeners out there, first of all, if you're calling and the line is always busy, that's frustrating. But also, you might not get the same quality. All right. So that is how part of the phone issues have arisen. But I do find it interesting that Eddie has done literally every show across the entire Fox Sports Radio landscape, and it's never been an issue. All right, Dub, do you know what a blood moon is, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So the term blood moon is a lunar eclipse. Did you say it was a lunar or solar eclipse, Dub?
I said lunar, and by the way, that was a total guess.
Yeah, so you ruined the entire segment, and you didn't actually know the answer.
That's correct.
Yeah, thank you. So the lunar eclipse is occurring on Sunday, all right? Right after the Chiefs are going to beat the Patriots. And it's going to be a blood moon, all right? And a blood moon, I don't think a lot of people know what a blood moon is. But the blood moon is a lunar eclipse that is, it is really kind of fascinating. A full moon nearly always appears coppery red during a total lunar eclipse. This is because the dispersed light from all the Earth's sunrises and sunsets, and I'm reading from earthsky.org, whatever that is, falls on the face of the moon at mid-eclipse. For decades at least, astronomy writers have described an eclipsed moon as blood red, and it is called a blood moon. So, when I saw this, I said, is there any way that the heavens would allow for the Kansas City Chiefs to lose to the New England Patriots and then for the blood moon to happen? For the moon late at night, for everybody out there who's listening to me, it's going to turn red. There's no way that the Chiefs are losing and then the moon is going to become red. I'd already bet this game, but as soon as I heard the moon is going to be red on Sunday night, I was like, boom, hashtag Chiefs Kingdom, the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. The heavens are not going to allow the moon to be Chiefs red and the Chiefs to have just lost to the Patriots. This is a blood moon guarantee. Usually, I tap my veins and I give you the blood bank guarantee. The heavens, astrologically, that's a tough word to say. Astrologically, it is not possible that it's going to happen, that the Patriots are going to win. I love everything about the Chiefs on the field, and I love now that we're going to have a red moon to herald the Kansas City Chiefs going to the Super Bowl in Atlanta. That's a payoff, right? I mean, that's kind of crazy to think about. In the immediate, you're going to see this all over social media. I'm telling you the future. The Chiefs are going to win and beat the Patriots, and then there are going to be a ton of photographs, assuming the heavens are open there, that's not cloudy, of this red Chiefs moon hanging over the top of the Chiefs stadium, because this is an evening game. It's going to be everywhere. Tell me that's not Are you not convinced even more that the Chiefs are going to win by the blood moon? Danny G.
Makes total sense.
Total sense. You're in. Everybody out there right now, they're sort of nodding. If you believe in the heavens at all and that they influence the activities that exist on our planet, all the people who read their horoscopes and everything else, Super Bowl horoscope, blood moon equals blood moon guarantee equals Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.